And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on today's experience. Our DDD devotional diamond of the day. Get this. If we really unite. What? What does that mean? It has to do with believers. And if believers really got together, there's something in the Old Testament that jumps out and says, wow, this could happen. Also, we'll look at heaven aerobics. That's right. Heaven aerobics. Da, 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 da. And the famous Steve Wheeler, director of Whitefields Ministries, is back from everywhere. And he is in the house to share about advancing the kingdom.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at. During the show, lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing, politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? What do you think? Give us a call, 866-577-247-3866, K-Praise. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. And I've proven that for 5 years. What is it? Well, it's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, where my engine shuts off probably about 1:30 in the morning and then starts back up again about 5:30 in the morning. But I'm not as bad as Agent Squires, whose engine does not stop. You know, if anything happens at the station, it goes beep, beep, beep right next to him. His whole wall gets electrified, and then it goes warning, warning, station, danger, danger. It doesn't matter if it's 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning, 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning. It doesn't matter, does it? You just have to deal with it. It's a requirement, isn't it? It's part of the commitment.
Well, we make sure that we have the one for the radio station, and then there's the other alarm for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So, you know.
You got them both going. So, you know, what happens when the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. are doing a rerun and it's not a good episode? That's my question. I'm just going to leave it there.
You mean it's a TV show? It's not real life?
Yeah. No, it's not. Oh, well, I'm sorry. Okay. Santa's not real either. Uh-oh. I better stop while I'm doing this now. Couple things to run by you. Don't forget about Whitefields. How are you going to forget about Whitefields when in 30 minutes, Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields, is going to be behind the microphone telling you about the gospel going into the four corners. There's not actually four corners. Going into the deepest regions of the earth. Okay, the farthest regions of the earth. Okay, as far as it can go, that's where the gospel is going through Whitefields Ministries. We encourage you to go to whitefields.org. To help them spread the gospel. Not only are they trying to help villages with clean drinking water, they are supporting rural pastors financially, inspirationally, educationally, to give these people support to let them know somebody loves them. Because people who are planting churches 50 miles away from civilizations are doing a powerful work in advancing the kingdom of God. We encourage you to go to whitefields.org, whitefields.org. Comes out of the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 35. Oh, he's going to tell me I did that wrong. I think it's 4:35. Whitefields.org. He's going to come running down the hallway if I did that wrong. 760-846-8610. 760-846-8610. Keep Steve and Coral in prayer. Things are going good for them, but they need prayer coverage. Who doesn't need prayer coverage, really? All right, I'm going to do my best to do something I've never done before. I may have tried it twice. It's never worked. So let's get into our What's Bugging Me segment, brought to you by Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Ecola Termite, bzz, 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 and Pest Control. Agent Squires isn't listening. Ecola Termite and Pest Control. he doesn't have that. All right, so we're just going to tell you what's bugging me. EcolaTermite.com, 800-332-BUGS, 800-332-BUGS. I got to tell you what happened. We took our dog to the doggy hospital. And by the way, we went to a second dog hospital. It was pretty good. Okay, so I'm going to give a plug for a dog hospital that's good. It did good. Okay? They did good. They helped our dog. He's doing so much better. He's just 100% better. But while I was there, they had a display. And in the display were dogs. There was a puppy. There was like a German Shepherd. There was like a mid-sized dog. And the display was about teeth whitening for dogs. Now, I don't really have a problem with somebody who wants to have teeth whitening for a dog. That is not my issue. The photograph of the dog on the package showed the dog with buck teeth all the way around, like the dog had fake teeth from top and from bottom. I have a picture. It's impossible to show you, but I want you to imagine any dog you know and then just pretend for a second that they have teeth that are perfectly even from start to finish, and both bottom and top of teeth are 2 inches wide. And that's the picture they're showing to sell whitening for dogs' teeth. So while I was sitting there with my sick dog, I must tell you, that was bugging me personally. It was kind of weird, man. Don't forget our own app, KPRZ. You can go to your app store where it's absolutely free. You get the chance to get the app. And you can listen to this show or not listen to this show, as many of you do. And also, you can, in addition to that, you can listen to any show. You can get to the podcast. You can see the different events. Plus, you can enter contests. Okay. Okay. Here we go. All right. Get ready as we get ready to do a major challenge to unity. This is called If We Really Unite. For those that are dyslexic, it's for If We Really Untie. Here we go. 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 11, the second, third, and fourth section of the verse. It says this: the singers were accompanied in perfect harmony by trumpets, cymbals, and other instruments as they praised the Lord, singing, "Praise the Lord, because he is good, and his love is eternal." And the priests were leaving the temple, and suddenly, filled with a cloud, shining and with dazzling light of the Lord's presence, and they could not continue the service of worship. Let me tell you something that happened. The singers were in sync with the trumpets and the cymbals and the instruments. And you're thinking, yeah, so, okay, listen. Have you ever gone to a concert in your life? Have you ever seen a musical concert? Have you ever gone to a professional concert? Have you ever been to a kid's recital? Have you ever been to anything where they presented music? Guess what you will notice? You will notice that when they are together, it has a distinctive sound. And when they are apart, when the harmonies are not there, when the sounds are not there, when the timing is not there, that also has a distinctive sound. We call that a need for a studio. But when it is really good, it sounds like whenever you see these shows like America's Got Talent, the singing show, what was that, American Idol, all that other stuff. When it's really good, right, and it's super together, it's amazing. I mean, it's really, it sounds good. Well, guess what? While they're there ministering before the Lord, the singers and the musicians had no division amongst them. They were in perfect harmony. In fact, one translation in the Hebrew actually says there was no division in their sound. And they, the trumpets and the singers and the instruments, they were one and they were praising the Lord. Can I tell you what happened when they laid it down, when the singers didn't go, I'm better than the guys that play music? When the musicians didn't go, I play the trumpet better than she sings. But when they all said, hey, let's use the best of our talents to praise God the best that we can. When they did that, the dazzling light of the Lord's presence fell so strongly. The glory cloud fell so strongly. They couldn't even stand in the presence of the Lord. It was so powerful. This is one of the things that I think we will kind of, in a great way, enjoy the Lord's presence when we get to heaven. But I don't think everybody's going to be in heaven and sawing on wood and playing on a swing set. I think that first million years we'll all be on the ground going, I love you. But after that, listen, the presence of the Lord was so strong in the temple, they could not stand in there and minister. That's what happens when there's a unity. That's what happens when there's a harmony. That's what happens when there is a unification. That doesn't mean that the singers were the exact same as the instrument players. It just means that they were doing the same thing, praising the Lord together. And in that unity, the presence of God was strong. I want to let you know something. This is for the church, but it's also for your house. You want the presence of God to show up where you live? Do you want there to be a presence of the Lord that is so overwhelming that it's just such a blessing you can't even stand? Well, that is for a household too. If you're an instrument player and your spouse is a singer, put it together, praise the Lord, and enjoy the powerful presence of God. And stop letting these stupid little foxes spoil the vine and ruin the unity. Because that division in your house does not invite the presence of the Lord. Okay? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
National and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da Ai Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, I will never believe your God and change my religion. But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. In 320 AD, Christianity was illegal in parts of the Roman Empire. Emperor Licinius demanded every soldier worship the Roman gods, but 40 staunchly refused. They were whipped and made to stand naked on a frozen lake. A warm bath was prepared nearby for anyone who would denounce Christ. As night fell, one of the men gave up and ran to the bath. But one Roman guard was so moved by the other's faith that he threw off his armor and ran onto the lake himself, proclaiming 40 will die for Christ. Like these soldiers did, let us proclaim Christ till the end.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
Here was the plan. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Hello, I'm Chuck Swindoll. Pretty simple, huh? It's like saying, the hunter went into the forest to shoot a deer. And the purpose of his going into the forest is clear, to shoot a deer. Here's another. The physician went into the operating room to remove the tumor. The purpose of his or her scrubbing up and preparing for the operation is clear, to remove a tumor. That's the way the thought reads in 1 Timothy 1:15. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That was his purpose. Sinners like Paul himself, like me, like you.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRX, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, where I can do this introduction really fast. You couldn't even follow me if I wanted to. Okay. But I'm not going to. Steve Wheeler is in the house. He's actually in the chair. It's not really a house. It's a studio. Although the air conditioning is better than a house. It's pretty cool in here. Anyway, he's going to hang out for this segment. Then we're going to talk the next couple segments. He'll tell you what's going on with Whitefields Ministries. I do want to let you know this segment prior to him is brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasul, who has been continually giving money to ministries in San Diego County because people are buying and selling houses through Sam, through the show, and he takes 25% of his gross commish, and he gives that money to wherever the people direct him, church and ministry-wise. And it's like, wow, that's a cool thing. And we think that's great. However, that's not nearly as important as understanding the spirit that Sam has in working with people, which is an excellent spirit. Instead of being independent and selfish and, you know, kind of a self-righteous-y, I'm entitled kind of attitude, which some people do have when you work with them, Sam's got the, if this will work, I will do everything I can to make it work. And if it won't work, I'll tell you attitude. Which is like, that's what you want to do when you're doing business with people. That's what you want. If you bring your car into somewhere, you want the person to go, yes, no, here's that range. You know, you don't want all that kind of like, all of a sudden I got four flats. Okay, so the idea there is to understand that working with Sam is working with a top-notch person. ThinkSam.com. So you think real estate, then your brain needs to go think. ThinkSam.com. It's word association. Real estate, ThinkSam.com. Rental, ThinkSam.com. Purchase, ThinkSam.com. House, ThinkSam.com. Financing, ThinkSam.com, because he helps people do that. 858-780-1SAM. 858-780-1SAM. ThinkSam.com. If it's not for you, but for somebody else, we say, send them to Sam. That's right. I'll have you know, Agent Squires just put up the picture of the dog that I was talking about. Steve Wheeler has not yet seen this picture of the dog. I'm going to make Steve turn and look at it right now. That's the dog whitening product. It's like a dog with beaver teeth. That's all I got. I cannot tell you how bizarre it is. It's scary. All right, let's do this one. This will be fun. This is called Heaven Aerobics. I guarantee you have not heard this title before. Heaven Aerobics, Acts chapter, that's right, I am having fun. Acts chapter 7, verse 55 through 56. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked intently into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Look, he said, I see heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Now, what did he see? I'm going to quiz you. I see heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. So we got it. He sees heaven open. So there's an opening. Got it. He sees the Son of Man. We know that's Jesus. Not a lot of difficulty here since it talks about the glory of God and Jesus. And he sees the Son of Man standing. Okay, you know what that means? That means that he's standing. Okay, hold on though. Mark chapter 16, verse 19. After the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was taken up into heaven and he sat at the right hand of God. Oh, wait, no, wait, wait. We just heard in Acts chapter 7, verse 55 through 56, Jesus was standing. And in Mark chapter 16, verse 19, it says he's sitting. See, the Bible has contradictions. Or you're just not too bright, which is really what it would be. Because the reason that Jesus is standing and the reason that Jesus is sitting, and I dare say the reason that Jesus may use a hula hoop, is because heaven is not some statuesque place where people go there and then freeze. Wait, I'm in heaven. I'm standing. Nope, I can't sit. Wait, no, I'm in heaven. I'm sitting. No, wait, I can't stand. Where does that kind of concept of heaven come from? Well, is he standing or is he sitting? I'm going to go with he's doing both. He's standing on this one. He's sitting on this one. Over there, he could be doing a Scooby-Doo act. I don't know. I don't know what he's doing. All I know is that heaven is not about frozen people that don't move. And if we don't get a better handle on what heaven is, we're going to lose our communication of our hope to a hope that's based on 72 virgins, which guarantees you after 73 times, it's not the fun it was the 72 times. It's so ridiculous. And that's the hope we're not winning on? You have got to be kidding me. When Christians think of heaven and they think of sitting on a cloud and playing a harp and reading a magazine from outdoors, it's like, it's not your dentist's office. Heaven is not the waiting room of your dentist. Although I will say now dentists have got a nice waiting room. Back then was not so nice. Here's my point. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Eye has not seen, neither has ear heard, neither has entered into the hearts of men the things which God has prepared for those who love him. You see, there's this concept that God has developed for us a country and a place that is beyond the scope of my eyes and beyond the heart of my existence. Well, that gives me certain rights, doesn't it? That gives me the right to say I can imagine heaven, if I'm a golfer, being planet golf. One hole, the entire planet. Guess what? Heaven will be better than that because it can't enter into my heart. Wait, I got it. Planet chocolate. Oh, mine. No calories. Oh, yeah. Doesn't matter because heaven will be better than what my heart can entertain. Okay, I want my starship. I want that solar system. I want my wife to visit me when she's not getting a massage from a robot. I mean, I'm just saying, it's like, that's what I want. But yeah, guess what? Heaven's going to be better. Our hope is so powerful that our imaginations, which are incredible, can't reach it. When you read Revelation and you see that the asphalt is gold, you don't understand that the asphalt, well, it's got to be a literal gold. No, it's got to be this. So it's got to be this. No, you guys are like, you're stuck. Like heaven's a statuesque place. It's beyond what you're going to get. That's a picture for you to go, whoa. If beneath my feet is one of the most prized possessions on earth, then this place is going to be pretty cool. Yeah, that's the idea. This whole thing that we're doing, and I love when people go, it's the journey. It is? Well, for people that go to hell, it's the destination. And for people that go to heaven, it's the destination. It's not the journey. It's where you land. If you land and you don't have enough in your sunproofing to stop the flames, it ain't good. I don't care what you say about the journey. On the flip side, if you can eat as much sushi as you want and not get sick and enjoy it, right? If you want to battle in a superhero contest and enjoy it, hey, whatever. You know, as long as it's not going to engage in sin, okie dokie. That's our hope. Heaven aerobics means that even in your own heart and mind, heaven should move. It should be ever progressive because you can't even catch up to it. That's how cool heaven is. Now, if we taught that hope, people would be lining up to get saved. We don't teach that hope. We teach, you're Christian, don't drink wine. Is there a problem there? Yeah. We're not even talking about heaven. And unless we're doing the eternal life thing, as Paul said, we are of all men most miserable if there ain't no resurrection. Let's get the priorities straight. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station. This is AM 1210, KPRZ, the Christian station, online at kprz.com or on Facebook at KPRZ 1210 AM or on your smartphone, iPad, or tablet with the KPRZ app. And now, KPRZ is available on the newest device for Christian radio listening, the hands-free, voice-controlled smart speaker.
Find me KPRZ Radio.
Playing KPRZ Radio in San Diego.
Welcome to the next generation of AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
My friends, Tom Lewis with an urgent message from Cross International. The United Nations has released a report that in the countries of Kenya and South Sudan, they are suffering the worst drought and famine in their history in 72 years, affecting as many as 20 million people. Cross International reaching out to help those children and families who are so desperate in those African nations. Here's how you can help. A $60 one-time gift from you feeds a child or a family member through the end of January. They're expecting to get rain hopefully by next April or May, but the drought and famine is critical. Could you help right now? Give your best gift. $60 provides food for one. $300 provides food for an entire family. 866-946-8233. And if you want to tack on a special gift for Houston, you can do that as well. 866-946-8233 or kprz.com.
Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted KPRZ partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, where apparently Steve Wheeler is all too comfortable hanging out here in the studio. He's laying back while they're doing the intro, and he's talking. He doesn't even have his headset on. He doesn't have his microphone by him. He's like, yeah, we're on, huh? Okay.
Are we on the radio right now? Are people really listening to us? Hello out there.
On the radio.
That's great.
Right now.
Good to be with you, David, and with everyone listening today, too. Thank you.
It's always good to have you. And you're one of our big, you know, for us on the show, you and I have just a great connection, and we just really believe in the process of advancing the gospel and the process of supporting rural pastors. In that process, you added on the filter. I mean, it wasn't really kind of that initial thing. So
water,
that was
water filters, water tanks, harvesting rainwater, digging wells. We have another well project that we're looking to do in the country of Burma. A lot of people see that in the news right now. I'll give them some talk about that maybe in our next segment. Rakhine is the region. A lot of news right now about the Rohingya and the Muslims. I'll give some news about that. But a lot going on around our world. And that was that project, the idea of water at churches, was primarily the idea because a lot of those regions have no clean water, no water to be able to drink. And when we began to establish those wells and those water tanks in the ministry and the filters in the ministry of the local church, they began to give to their neighbors water for free from the church, and it made a connection. And a lot of those people now, they come, they say, well, do I have to be a member of your church to get the water? Well, no, you don't. We just want to give you the water. We take care of it in management. And then they want to know, why are you doing that? Well, because we serve Jesus, and he tells us to love our neighbor. Okay, tell us about Jesus now. Many people are coming to faith because of that. So that's the process that we're working in. But can I share a prayer request right now? This is an emergency, urgent prayer request. I was just texting with our field director in the Middle East. I can't give a lot more information, but they are having some very high-level discussions with the government. Their visa might be revoked, and they might be forced to leave, to depart. A lot of times, countries in the Middle East will just do that. There's no reason or cause. They're not disrupting anything. Well, the government is disrupting, really. That's kind of what it is. The missionary, he's a pastor of a church there. It's an international church. It's above the board. Everything is legally registered, and missionaries and internationals attend that church. But they're possibly just going to make things disruptive by forcing his family to leave. And we're asking people to pray that God will intervene. Now, we know that he has the ability to turn and move the hearts of kings and
just
government leaders. And you know our commitment to prayer. We're concerned that our people, that the people that listen to K-Praise will pray. So if you will just pray for Greg, that God will intervene in the visa roadblocks that are being thrown in front of them, and they're having some very high-level government meetings to try to have this smoothed over and allow him to stay. We would love to see him. His plan was to stay for another 3 to 4 years. During that time, we would be transitioning a new missionary in. And if this happens, well, then we have to hijack a lot of things and move a lot faster. So,
Does this happen often?
Well, you know, all kinds of things happen around the world. Now, like in the country of Myanmar, I was telling you about, we were working at trying to buy a piece of property in Saw Myo up in the Chin State near Kanpalet. And, of course, the country's 85% Buddhist. And the first property owner that agreed to sell to them was then intimidated by the local government officials because some of the Buddhist monks came and said, don't let that guy sell to the church. Well, wait, the reason that the church had to buy the property was because you, the government leaders, came to them and said, you may not worship in a house. Wait, I thought that was where you wanted us to worship. No, you may not worship in a house. You must have your own building, your own place. Okay. So they went out and started looking for a property. And then the government leaders come and they intimidated the man and wouldn't let him sell the property. But we all went to prayer. Our prayer partners went to prayer. And the Lord ended up bringing another property owner that heard that the first one had backed out. And he said, I have a piece of property. It was a little bigger. It was on a little higher hill. And we ended up in that property, and they finished the purchase of that just 2 months ago. And so we often face these kinds of difficulties in these countries where government leaders come out. We talk about freedom of religion in America. Uh-huh. You know, other countries don't have that a Bill of Rights. They don't have freedom of speech. They don't have freedom of religion. And so there are times at which they face open persecution. We've had pastors that have witnessed people being drug out of a Christian church and shot in the head, forced to kneel, shot in the head in front of the church. I have friends that have witnessed that.
Wow.
We have also, though, just sort of people that try to resist, just come out against us. And so we recognize we are in spiritual warfare. Our enemy wants to stop the church, wants to stop the advance of the gospel. And so that's why we so zealously appeal for people to be in prayer. That's why we want them to go to our website, look at the prayer reports. Sometimes they are just things that are going on in the life of the pastor. Sometimes it's an illness in the family. Sometimes it's a serious illness, and they're just asking, would you pray? Sometimes it's situations going on in a community. Maybe there's a particular gang that's coming up against them, and they're asking for us to pray for that. We also recognize, in like countries like Africa, we go up against witch doctors that have demonic regions. And Scripture tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities and the powers of the air. And those demonic issues, we realize, are real and true. There are witch doctors that do indeed engage in prayer and worship of evil spirits. And we ask our people to pray for that, so that our pastors, when they go into an area, and we just did this in Chikarara, we bought that piece of property. Well, one of the reasons I engaged that so quickly, and that morning we talked about that Miracle Monday, because I was sitting there going, Lord, I know we got to get this purchased before maybe news gets out and somebody comes up against us, and it seems like you're leading me to do this. I know somebody's going to cover this cost. I had a couple of pastors that were excited about it and said, maybe our church will do it, but you know, it takes them a long time. They got to go through committees and votes. And so I just said, okay, I'm sending the money. 15 minutes later, Sam Razul, our good friend, sends me a text, and you a text of a picture of a check for literally $1,000. It's like, okay, Lord, 15 minutes. I'm sorry I had to wait so long. You know, I was really stressing.
15 minutes, guys.
I was really stressing and anxious there. But God is so wonderful the way that he does that. And we do indeed. We come up against spiritual warfare and battles around. So that's why we ask people to pray. Be in prayer for Greg and his family. And we're not going to tell you a lot more of the details or anything else. Just pray that God will intervene and remove the roadblocks from this visa process. And if he doesn't do that, then we believe God has a different plan in place, and it'll be something that we'll still move somebody into that. We've got a great work going on in the Middle East. 4 church planters currently. We've got 2 that have successfully planted a church and that are reproducing. They're out in new regions going, I think there needs to be a church here. And God has opened up a door. We've got a partner that's going to support another new church planter next year, starting in January. So that's a $1,200 a month commitment. And this donor came forward and said, I will do that. I'll fund that. $1,200 every month will be there for you to get that started. And so we're in the middle of surveying and working with Greg right now about where to put that church. And so a lot going on, and we don't want to see that disrupted, and God has his way. So be in prayer for that.
So in this conversation that we just had, I'm just going to point this out. So we've talked for, let's see, about, so you mentioned finances 4 times and prayer 24 times. So just so you can get that ratio. Yeah. So I want people to understand that thing.
Pray.
We always talk about this when we do the live reads. It's like, look, he wants you to pray more. He wants you to do anything else. But people don't realize that prayer has a lot to do with the warfare that's taking place. And people are, I don't want to say that they're unaware, but, you know, we get upset when you can't pray in school. You've got government officials that are physically abusing people that are trying to take proactive church steps. I mean, physically abusing people. That's a lot of warfare.
Right.
And when somebody pulls you out and, you know, renounce your faith or no, you're dead, that's a lot of warfare. So prayer is at the priority because, you know, the Lord, the money, God's not broke.
Right.
But there is a war going on.
Right.
Now, the end of the war is done, but we're still in the battle stage. We're still in that mop-up stage, so to speak, as they call it. And there's a lot of warfare that we go through.
And Ephesians 6, when God gets done with the armor, all the armor, he then goes into the praying.
That's
always,
right.
Pray continually, praying.
Yep.
And that becomes the real, it's like our artillery and our Tomahawk missiles. I can have all the armor on. If I'm not praying, I'm not getting that extra cover from heaven. And that's, I don't know why God did it that way, because God could obviously just go, okay, I'm just going to answer I'm just going to do everything. But somehow he doesn't do it that way.
Yeah, I don't know.
He doesn't do it that way. And even the Apostle Paul says, we need your prayers. That was the Apostle Paul saying that.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? I need him even more than the Apostle Paul. I need the prayers.
just that thought. And by the way, on the armor thing, mm-hmm. and the prayer, we used to say, if you can think of the armor as the Tin Man, and then the prayer is the oil that makes everything work.
That's awesome.
I think it was a good one.
They can also find us on White Fields Inc. INC on Facebook. If they just type in White Fields INC Inc. We're an incorporation in U.S. White Fields Inc. INC. They'll find it. Once a day, we just put a prayer request out.
There you go. So people can access.
People could
that
just say, "Hey, it shows up in my news feed. Skip all the junk about diets and nutrition stuff and politics. And when you see ours come up, click on it, like it, say I'm praying, and that's exciting to just be that one little prayer request, get something spiritual in your life."
There you go. Whitefields.org is their website. Whitefields.org 760-846-8610, 760-846-8610. We're going to take a short break. Come back more with Steve. Isn't that cool? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
In a time when the church faces significant cultural change, who will remind us of what really matters? Who will help us stand for the truth when the truth is no longer popular? At the 12th annual KPRZ Pastors Appreciation Luncheon on Thursday, October 5th, we have a seat reserved for you at City View Church in Mission Valley, along with every other pastor in San Diego County. Receive encouragement from an experienced leader who has walked in your shoes. One who understands the challenges you didn't learn about in seminary. Dr. Robert Jeffress is a best-selling author, the pastor of First Baptist Church, Dallas, Texas, and the host of Pathway to Victory, a national radio and television ministry. Shoulder to shoulder we stand, for there's more we have in common than what divides us. Lead on, Pastor. We're with you.
The 12th annual KPRZ Pastors Appreciation Luncheon is sponsored by Whitefields Ministry and San Diego Gas and Electric. Reserve your seat at kprz.com or on the KPRZ app.
Don't let the devil get a foothold.
Today on Focus on the Family Minute, Pastor Bob Craning describes the potential consequences of unresolved conflict in your marriage.
I'm convinced that the devil gets his toes in the best in a long-term anger situation. You get a couple that get in a hassle and can't get it solved. All of a sudden, you got a husband who's getting strokes from a secretary. You've got a wife who's getting strokes at work or somewhere else. And all of a sudden, you've got an extra affair going on because people can't solve a problem within the structure of the marriage. And all the devil needs is one little crack. Long-term anger situations in a marriage are a great place for the devil to get a foothold. He'll get in there and begin something that becomes incredibly destructive. And he warns us about it. The long-term anger will do that.
It's important to solve the problems in your relationship. But if you can't resolve the conflict, ask for help from a caring professional. You can hear more from Bob Craning at FamilyMinute.org.
In our modern American culture, youthfulness is celebrated while aging is dreaded. This is Jim Garlow. We're a culture obsessed with the next generation, their ideas, and their new values. While our elders are often overlooked and forgotten, their life experiences, history, and wisdom are viewed as outdated and old-fashioned. And like an antique piece of furniture locked away in a storage area somewhere, elders too often are left forgotten with their story, worth, and value never fully discovered. There's a reason in the Bible that the wise at the city gates are called elders, a title of distinction. They're appointed to shepherd God's flock. Proverbs 31:23 describes the husband of the so-called Proverbs 31 woman. Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. The elder leaders possessed life experiences and wise judgment. They were respected. There's more at jimgarlow.com.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You guys don't even know where that's from. That's from the Flintstones. Did you know that? People don't even know that. You're thinking, how's that from the Flintstones? The guy goes, everybody into the pool. That's where that comes from. Thank you very much.
You are such a cultured man,
it's
David.
It's so bizarre.
I'll bet no one else has had a conversation about the Flintstones. Yabba-dabba-doo.
Yeah, I mean, right? How many people are talking about that at Christian Radio? Not many.
That's why you're unique.
Well,
Heaven, National, yeah. And the Flintstones.
Yeah, my mom, back in the day, this is before the Christians used to say, you are unique because if God made another one of you, I'd have killed you. Okay, that's what she used to say. All right, hanging out with Steve Wheeler, whitefields.org. It's John 435, right?
Right.
Okay,
correct.
I almost said 434 because I had that written down like 3 years ago.
Yes.
And I was seeing that in my brain.
We got you in the right verse
got
now,
me in
John
the right
435.
Place. Whitefields.org, 760-846-8610. Although Steve will tell you right now, he'd rather you do Romans 15:30, join with me in my struggle by praying for me, than anything else.
Absolutely.
Because he needs the prayer and they need help in that warfare realm. What, you know, we got a shorter, we're always on the shorter time on this. You know, you've hosted the show.
Yeah, that's right. It's nice to just sit here and watch you have to give the segue out and all that stuff.
This is breathing. My poor wife, you know what she said the other day? We were talking to somebody, he goes, he does 2 hours on the radio, comes home and does 4 hours at home.
Right.
Is that terrible?
Good night, Noel. We're checking out now, turning the lights out, and we'll be back in 22
right,
hours.
Right. Time for a break.
Yeah.
You'll hear her go, I wish. Anyway, talk to me about, you guys are expanding. You've got roofs that are collecting water.
Right.
Let me tell you,
this morning I received a photo from Uganda. It relates to Sam Razul again, our good friend with thinksam.com. But he had donated the funds to help build a roof. Before you can harvest rainwater into a water tank, you need a roof. And by the way, yes, it rains all the time there. They're right on the equator. So the rainwater tanks work really well, even better than wells down in the southwest region.
Wow.
So we study that. We realize we got the right technology in place so that we can do this the best. And we needed a roof for the church in Chigaga. And so Sam heard that news. Somebody sold their house, and he donated the funds, and we're building that roof. I just received this morning the photo. The trusses are up now. The floor has been built. The foundation's there. There's concrete. There are concrete pillars, and then there's a roof. Now, we're not building all the walls. We're not building all the rest of it. We're going to let the members of the church do that. They're just in their 8 months of being a church. So to them, receiving a shed roof, a little roof shelter to get out of the rain, get out of the sun, is a great blessing to them. But now we're building the water tank, and they'll be starting that. This is Tuesday. By the end of this week, Friday, the metal will all be on the roof. The roofers, the guys that we're working with, Ugandans, they've been training God's Embassy with Pastor Onesimus. His church members have been training how to build and make the bricks, how to install the roof. They will be putting the gutters on, and they're working this week building bricks to make two water tanks at the new school that we're building for elementary school children. We're working with Uganda Ministries, some dear brothers over at Shadow Mountain Church and SoCal Seminary. And so we're coordinating. I'm leading that project, getting the steps between. And so they're doing that. So in this week, by the end of this week, they're going to have three new water tanks built.
Amazing.
One of those will be out at the Chigaga a church property. They'll be harvesting off that roof. Those people will now be getting water where before they used to have to go out to a little cesspool or puddles or ponds. They're now going to start coming to the church. And what a blessing it was. You know, one of the things that really overwhelmed me when we built the house for Christine, the homeless woman that had been demon-possessed, had run away to the church, we built that house. The story's up at our website. We then came back and some people looked at it. They said, that's a beautiful roof. You got to build a water tank there. And I thought, you're right. We need to put a water tank. So we built a water tank at her house. The vision team from San Diego Christian College, they went and they sang there. They did a concert right at her house and danced with all the neighbors. Onesimus told me, Pastor Onesimus, he said, you know, the people said when you built the house, the church built the house for her, we thought, well, that's pretty incredible. You're being very nice to a very poor woman that can never repay you. But she goes to your church and you like her. But then You built a water tank. You were thinking of us. We don't go to your church. Tell us more about this Jesus.
Yeah,
that's the
powerful
opening to the gospel. Dozens of people are coming to faith there. They send me a report of 10, 12, 14 people being baptized. Johnny Bosco. Do I have time for one more story?
You got 35 seconds.
35 seconds. Johnny Bosco, go read his prayer report. There's a story about a woman that was married into a family that worshiped evil spirits. The witch doctor said, you must do a blood sacrifice at your house or the spirits are going to kill you. Their church did something different. They got to go to our website, whitefields.org.
Oh, that's a good
click
tease.
On pray, go to John Bosco. You gave me 35. If you give me 40 seconds, I'd have finished the story.
Nah, I'd rather have the tease. I love it.
Yeah.
That's good because the people go, wait, I got to finish it. Yes. I got to hear that story.
Or
you
they
do.
Can call Blanca at 760-846-8610. Talk to Blanca and ask her to tell you the story. That would be encouraging. They can add their name to our mailing list or get on our web email. We only send out 2 emails a month, so it's not a lot. And just get involved in the prayer ministry with us. We'd love that.
Okay, so you got whitefields.org. You can call Blanca 760-846-8610. You can always pray for Steve Coral and the entire ministry, and you should be praying for them. Just because they're a part of your family advancing the gospel. And that's, I think that's a big part of things, folks. I go out on a limb and say yes. All right, good job, Steve. You always do a great job. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, a Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.